This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
All right, let's start the Celebrity Trash. It's brought to you by Scott Capros Show this Saturday. There's one on Friday, the 13th, and Saturday, the 14th at the Hearth in San Francisco. Get your tickets at Eventbrite. Sure, there'll be far fewer than 250 people there. Wash up, everybody. Rudy Gobert. He's a Utah Jazz guy.
Oh, okay. He's the player that tested positive.
He is. And he playfully mocked the coronavirus hysteria Monday.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a media room talking to reporters, and on his way out, he jokingly touched every microphone and recorder that was sitting in front of him before he walked out.
Hysterical.
Hilarious. He was fooling around.
And now he's the guy that tested positive.
And just got the NBA canceled. So he didn't know he had COVID-19 at the time, but he obviously did have it, right? It's in the incubation period. He's tested positive now. This is not a drill, people. Your jokes about corona?
People don't get it, and I understand that. And even I was just talking to one of my best friends yesterday on text, and he's like, "You think this is serious?" "Yeah, dude. What do you mean?" "I don't know. I guess I just haven't been paying attention." I'm like, "Oh my God,
I don't
dude.
Have it." So
you know how you'll understand it's serious when your kids aren't going to school and you have to figure out what to do with them,
right? And get your work done from home
right.
at the same time.
But apparently that's... And the pictures in the news, and look, we're guilty too. We did it with Yule yesterday. The whole, you know, what are we, bumping elbows? Yeah. Like, oh, isn't this funny? Except that, and there's pictures of public leaders, elected officials, doing this with smiles on their... Oh, look at us, we're touching elbows. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the problem is that we started off on the right foot with Yule. We... elbow bumped. And by the end, we're slinging our arms around
each
other. I
shook hands with him, directly touched hands, shook hands.
You seem fine.
Well, I liked him.
Yeah, well,
and
if you really like someone, you need to change your state of mind. Like, I like you. I don't want to get it from you, and I don't want to give it to you. Last night, an NBA player by the name of Rudy Gobert tested positive for the coronavirus, and the league immediately suspended the rest of the season. So this guy, let's see, it was the Thunder Jazz game in Oklahoma City. By the way, they were about to take the court, and then the refs went, everybody go back to the locker rooms. And the crowd's like, what now? And it was a few minutes later that they said, this is not happening in the crowd, of course. They're there. They're super bummed. The NBA said that the infected player, Gobert, was not in the arena. He had,
He'd
gone for testing, whatever, and it came back, and that must have been when they got the results. Like, this guy does, in fact, have COVID-19. And they brought everyone back. They actually say they quarantined the players in the locker room. The league, his test results had just been released, and the league was not very concerned because of all the... Oh, I'm sorry. The league... was very concerned. I put an extra word in there that shouldn't have been there. The league was very concerned because all these guys do is contact other people. They fly everywhere. They play various people in various cities. Mm-hmm. They stay in hotels. They rub their sweaty bodies up against each other. They're breathing heavy. It's airborne. I mean, this is the last thing you want to hear. So he's okay. He's sick. He tested negative for the flu. Then they tell, well, let's test you for strep throat. No. Let's test you for a respiratory infection. Nope, not that either.
That's what they ran me through. Yeah. And I bet if I hadn't come up positive for the flu like I did,
they would have tested
They would have
you
continued
COVID.
Because they were tripping. They had masks. They were all sort of like, and I don't blame them because I had an extremely heavy cough from the flu, which usually the flu, at least I think, I've been getting the flu shot for so long and not getting the flu. Doesn't the flu usually have some internal digestion?
When I think of the flu
element with it,
I don't really think about the cold. I think about the ache, the fever and delirium, mm-hmm. the barfing and backdoor action, just the achy body. It's less about it being a cold. So yeah, when you were saying, you know, it was a cough thing, I was like, wow, that's
yeah. I told you that guy turned on me, left the room, came back with a mask on, and said, we should test you. And it didn't feel like a question.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean?
I'm
telling you what we're going
right,
to do. I'm saying we should, but we're going to test you. Mm-hmm. So this guy got tested for everything. Nope, not that. Nope, not that. Nope. And then they said, hey, we're going to test you for the coronavirus. And guess what he had, everybody? The coronavirus.
Right.
So the NBA, that people are saying this is what needed to happen during the past 10 days. This team alone has played the Cavaliers, the Knicks, the Celtics, the Pistons, the Raptors. They've been everywhere and everyone's been to them.
They've been on the road. Okay.
The virus can take up to 2 weeks to be symptomatic. Players from those teams, as well as personnel from the Jazz, have been advised to self-quarantine. They're not saying how long it's going to be suspended, but thank you, Rudy Gobert, who may also have hilariously pass this to everybody who had a microphone in there. The hotline's ringing, by the way. Is there video of this news conference where he's like, oh, ha, 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 and touches everybody's. Hilarious. And then
I have
you
some audio from the game, though. Here it is.
All right. I'm going to go self-isolate.
It sounded like he was going to give them a nice explanation of what was going on when they started booing him. He went, screw y'all. Right?
Yep, get out.
You're all sick. You're booing me.
Yeah. I didn't do anything. Don't shoot the messenger, man.
Right.
And here's video of after the press conference of him getting up and just kind of messing around, touching
all
the mics.
This is Rudy Gobert.
He goes back,
touches all the mics. Hilarious. Oh, my God. So funny. Oh, I got to go get mine now.
What a comedian.
Yeah. Well, funny till right up until it isn't. Scott's online. Scott Capurro is on.
Where are you right now?
We're at work.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought you were going to FaceTime us naked. What are you doing?
Oh, I know. I know you wanted me to, and I still can. But I was concerned about your well-being. Is everything all right there?
Well, thank you for being concerned. We have something to tell you. You're not going to like it.
Oh.
We're not having any more guests in here for the time being.
Ever.
Not
yeah,
ever.
At
never,
all.
Yeah. Ever. We are also considering ourselves guests. I mean, this is a shared space, so we're trying to figure this out.
Are you in your studio right now, or are you both at your separate home?
No, we are here at the Alice studio, although there's plenty of talk about.
There will be a meeting today about what we need to do if we have to broadcast from our homes.
Right. Because we want to keep going, and then, you know, that won't that be great for you? You'll be able to just call us at our houses and promote your shows.
That sounds really entertaining.
What are you thinking? What are you going to do? You're a guy who's going out and meeting with the people all the time.
Yeah, I got people meeting to do. I'm not really that worried. I'm going to run with the team today, and then
That'd be good. Heavy breathing and tight quarters. You want a party?
Yeah.
Don't go to any parties. Stop going to parties. Hey, so are your shows under 250 people?
Because they are.
Oh, thank God.
Luckily, I'm small fry. Luckily, I'm D-list. Thank God.
Thank goodness for your status. Yeah.
What does this mean for your husband's flight here? Because
he's flying from the UK, so he's all right.
Oh.
Yeah,
right.
I know. But I freaked out when Trump said that last night in his speech. I'm like, wait a minute.
Well, his family, though. You're married. Yes. He's family, so I guess they would allow him either way, right?
That is correct. On a very quiet airplane, right? Maybe he'd get, like, more seats. Stuff.
Sure.
Upgrade him. Oh, that's great. Maybe he got the Corona upgrade. Oh, fantastic.
All right. Well, listen,
So wait, am I never coming to the studio?
You're not. You're not on the
for the time
future.
Being.
Yeah, yes. Just for. But don't feel bad. We canceled everybody that we had booked for the show. For
you're
the next
using
couple
this
weeks.
To keep me away.
I'm not. But you, I have. I do have a feeling management is trying to keep you out of here.
But I'm not a guest. I'm family.
I agree.
Hello.
No, I agree. But it's still, you know, they said nobody who is only extremely necessary. Apparently, you're not considered extremely necessary.
I'm the go-to funny person on your show. What are you going to do now?
I don't know. I mean, we'll have to find some way to be funny.
When I get a phone call, whether or not I'm going to be there for you, I don't know.
Listen, if one of us gets sick, we're not having it. There's not. It's just, it's going to be best of time.
It's just a flu. It's a flu. Is it just a flu?
It's considerably worse than that.
I felt that it was just the flu. And
it
then,
spreads
like,
faster than the flu, and it can be a lot worse than the flu, depending.
Every time I turn around, there it is. Oh, you again, COVID.
Are you still shopping at Whole Foods, Sarah? What do you do about your organic oranges and stuff for the kids?
I don't do the shopping. But, you know, I got John one of those $8 hazmat suits that he can wear whenever he goes in. And we have an orange tree, so I guess we'll be okay.
Oh, right.
And Do not come over and try and get oranges from me.
I'm going to come over.
No. You're not.
Out.
I'm not. I canceled the poker game. I canceled the.
What?
Yeah. Oh, it's
poker
all.
Off?
It's off.
Oh, did you have a poker game for
no,
this weekend?
No, he always wants a poker game. No, not for this weekend.
Oh, okay.
We have one scheduled.
It's unscheduled. You're no, you're crazy. But, all right, Scott. We'll continue to promote your gatherings of hilarity.
It's over for me. I can tell it's over. I can hear your voice. That's what you're
it's
doing.
Not
it's over.
Over.
It's over.
It's over.
You're
for
killing
all
my
of us.
Career. You're using this to destroy me as a stand-up comic to kill my voice. That's what you saw me in Nevada when you thought this is too much. We have to get rid of it. Bring on the flu.
That's not true. But it is horrible to have to break this news to you because I know that you count on us to promote your shows. And we'll still promote
like
them. You just can't
you
come in. Well, do you? Or do you just like to come in here and promote your shows? Which one is it? Tell the truth.
No, I like to know that you're always there, you guys. You're like the homeless woman on my corner. You're
always
like that person,
there.
Well, with a cup in your hand.
We hope to still be here, whether you know here means in this studio or at our individual homes. We're going to try to continue to do the show.
We'll be on your dial.
Yeah, we'll still be on your dial.
Well, maybe if you do it from your home, I can come over, Sarah. We'll make pancakes on air. It'll be fun, and then Vinny can make food for his kid. We can compare breakfasts. Oh, I've got all sorts of ideas. No, this is going to be great.
Okay, great. Yeah, just keep thinking positive. All right, Scott Capurro, everybody. He's got a show tomorrow night.
Wow. This is
a good one.
Like.
The
this
local.
Is what
hit
like.
The road,
like.
Jack.
And don't come back. Like no. More, okay, goodbye, no, Scott. More, so tomorrow more. Night, local cafe in Alameda, and Saturday night at the Hearth in San Francisco. It's terrible. For someone who does live shows as they're living, this has got to be the worst thing that's ever happened. You know? Oh, great. Nobody's going out. As you mentioned, Vinny, the March Madness, it's on. They're playing it without.
They're now. I just read an article where they're saying that banning the crowds for March Madness was just the first baby step.
Mm.
It's likely they postpone the whole thing.
Right.
And by postpone, they mean cancel because there's no very. Very unlikely they'll be able to make that up.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Because it's 60-something teams of people
right.
and stadiums and travel. And
summer's coming, and these people are moving on with their
and
lives.
And I believe CBS has had March Madness in a headlock for a long time. Like, they own it. They also, that's a window that they have scheduled that it's going to,
yeah.
Gonna leave them hung out.
It is. If it gets canceled entirely, which I do agree with you, is likely. They're actually saying this whole no fans thing, it looks like it's gonna extend to Major League Baseball later this month.
Mm-hmm.
Which they make a joke about the Marlins. They're used to playing in empty stadiums. Is that a known thing?
All of the Florida teams struggle.
Mm.
They're all transplants, so everyone that is in Florida.
They're Yankees fans.
They root for the Yankees and for the Sox.
Right. So when those teams come, I'm sure the Marlins stadium is filled.
Maybe.
Obviously, you know, we're trying to protect people, players, employees, fans, to limit large gatherings where one person could unknowingly pass it to many others. this social distancing that we're talking about. I was telling you at Berkeley, they're saying large classes, they're done. And club meetings where the members of the club can't stay 10 feet away from each other, like if they're too big to have a 10-foot circle around them, those are also banned. They're saying they don't want to... Social distancing is meant to prevent sudden, sharp increases in infected people to help keep the healthcare system from being overwhelmed. They get that people are going to get this. They just don't want everyone to get it all at once.
Right.
There and then they go on to talk about other, you know, the
Dow
like,
is
the
down
likely.
To 21.
Don't even say it.
Oh, my God.
Just don't even say it. That's
all right.
Fine. Market corrections. Hey, Willow Smith. Pay attention to me. She's pulling a David Blaine. She's going to trap herself in a box for 24 hours as performance art.
Okay.
The immediate thing that I think of is the box see-through? Is there a toilet in the box?
You can go 24 hours without toileting.
Really? You could not pee for 24 hours?
I couldn't, but I mean, I'm sure someone can. And besides, so you go in the box with a diaper on.
Oh. Well, anyway, she's saying because she's got she has crippling anxiety.
Oh, and so this is her
this
what?
Is her way of demonstrating that.
Her control over it?
Or not? Or non-control. I mean, maybe she flips out and jumps out. They're saying they're going to do this at the Geffen Contemporary. It's the MOCA. Museum of Contemporary Art. There we go. It's a former police garage. So, here it is. Visitors will watch her through a glass wall at 15-minute interviews after intervals. After watching, they'll be guided into a room with a video feed where they can make donations to mental health. And then
it's for a good cause.
Yeah, they're going to stream this live as well.
I assume she's got fans. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure she doesn't. Look, you know that whip my hair back and forth thing? That was a hit.
Oh, she's her collaborator, Tyler Cole's Knight. How old is she?
She's probably around that age. I don't know how old she is. She's, you know, years keep going by.
Willow is 19.
Mm. Oh, they're both 19. Okay.
Are they in the box together, does it say? Mm. Or is she alone in the box?
It doesn't say.
The are the guy running for president right now, Joe Biden,
mm-hmm.
In case you haven't heard, his family's a mess. Hunter Biden and the former stripper suing him for child support reached a settlement yesterday. And his new wife, who's pregnant, is, I'm sure she's thrilled. Oh, good. We'll put that in our past. An Arkansas
Hardly.
Judge,
they're going to have to do visits.
I'm joking.
Oh, okay. You know. Right.
Yay. Well, so he was married and had kids with his wife. His brother died and he started doing his brother's widow.
Mm-hmm.
And then after all that hullabaloo, you know, you hope they stay together forever, right? Because, boy, yikes.
What a mess.
They broke up in the midst of him doing a bunch of drugs and knocking up a stripper. And then he met and married some chick. I want to say she's significantly younger than him. And she had her whole own deal, too. So Hunter Biden on fire.
Wow.
And looks like he's just settled with the stripper. So here's the thing. He had said to the judge in Arkansas, he's like, I can't, you know, the coronavirus, I can't possibly make my court appearance. I'm not doing it. The guy said, no, you can come by plane, train, or automobile.
Anyway, get your here.
No health threat specific to the defendant has been identified. He's like, yeah, but my wife's pregnant. She didn't have to come. So
yikes.
Leave her be. You get your ass in here.
You know how you look at Instagram and you'll see a lot of people, it's not just one person, a lot of people love posting sort of inspirational messages and you see them and I saw one where it was like, you can look at your life as like messy and troubled and overwhelming, or you can know that you are living life to the fullest and that you have...
Oh, how glass half full.
Well, I was very like... Okay, I'll try to look at it that way, because I've been like, oh, I'm
under it,
up to my eyeballs in it.
Your glass is all the way full, and you're underwater in it.
Hunter Biden seems to be living his best life if you look through the right lens.
Sure. That's a nice way to look
very
at it.
Busy,
Vinny.
Very busy. Very nice. Full. Mm. Filled up. All filled up.
Completely full.
Uh-huh.
What's coming up in the news?
I think we're going to talk to Alice reporter Scott Budman.
From the ANN?
Yes. Oh. Right after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.